y'all have a poster up about the Catherine Mallory offering. Well, I am a disaster relief chaplain. That's part of that offering is funded out of Catherine Mallory. I'd like to share a mission story with you that will be applied to the scripture this morning. I had a privilege to go to Staten Island, which is outside of New York. Y'all can just imagine the Pratt Pavilion going to New York City. They had a hurricane, Sandy. And we went in and our task was we were going and cleaning out basements and houses that had been flooded by the hurricane. So we was up there and we would go and as chaplains, the yellow shirts really show up when you go into a disaster area and then people have had their homes and things destroyed. You are represented as the Southern Baptist Convention with disaster relief. The yellow shirts show up. Well, we were cleaning this house up, and I had a team, and I was helping them, and they called me and said, Brother Dave, would you come upstairs? This was a lady that was there. It says, this lady wants to talk to a minister. I said, sure, that's what I come from Alabama for. And this is very, very real close to me right now because I had an opportunity to share with this lady. This lady, the workers had asked her about if she would like to go to heaven. And she says, yes, I would love to go to heaven. But I can't. So I got to ask questions and understanding and trying to understand. I said, well, the lady told her who I was. I said, tell me, why can you not go to heaven? She said, well, Pastor, said, I'm Catholic. And I said, well, you know, tell me more. And she said, well, years ago, I was married. And the man that I was married to was physically abusing me. And I had to get a divorce. And you know, I don't know exactly if this is a doctrine, but what she believes, or it was real to her. She says, because I got a divorce, I can't go to heaven. So it was my privilege to share with her. I said, no, that's not exactly right. And I shared in God's Word and the fact that our entrance into heaven is not based on what we do, but it's based on what Jesus Christ did in my behalf. And I got to the point and I said, would you like to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Is this my mic, this message? Any way I can fix it or just turn it off or what? James, I'll just speak up, okay? James chapter 2, and here's the question that I want us to think about here for a few minutes, is I find out there's a lot of people that there's confusion about faith and works. So if you would open your Bibles to James chapter 2, turn it on, and what you need to do, and what you have as far as the Bible. And I want to look at James chapter 2, and I want to begin at verse number 14. James is asking a question. He says, "What use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, be warmed and be filled,' and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. If someone may well say, 'You have faith, I have works. Show me your faith without the works, and I will show you my faith by my works.' You believe that God is one, you do well. The demons also believe and shudder. But are you willing to recognize, you foolish fellow, that faith without works is useless? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered up Isaac, his son, on the altar? You see that faith was working with his works. And as a result of the works, faith was perfected. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, 'And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness.' And he was called the friend of God. And you see that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For just as the body without spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead." So that we would look and we would consider what part is faith and what part is works. As we look at James, and I really love, you know, somebody asked me not long ago, and you know, of all the choices we had, said, "Well, what is your favorite book of the Bible?" Well, there's many favorites, but James is one of my favorites because it's so practical. So when we look and we look at this here for a few minutes and we think about faith and works, let me make a statement. And my statement is not at all to confuse or lead people to question so much their salvation. But let me make this statement. Walking with Jesus is better than believing in Jesus, based on the scripture and based on God's word. Please join me in prayer. Kind Heavenly Father, I come to you and I pray and thank you for the privilege to proclaim your word. But Lord, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would do a work that I cannot. Lord, I pray that you would take your word, that you would apply it to hearts. Lord, I pray that you would see me as your vessel. Lord, just as a vessel to proclaim your word. Father, thank you for the power of your word. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. How do we gauge what we're doing? How do we gauge as believers this morning? How do we gauge what we're doing? Do we gauge it based on comparison? Friends, I want to share with you. When we get in the matter of comparison, y'all, we're all going to lose. But that we would look and know that we have two things that we can look at. And comparison is not over. Another thing I would say that we couldn't gauge ourselves, don't gauge your walk with Jesus based on feeling. Feeling will get you in trouble. Feeling has got me in trouble. You don't base on everything based on feelings. Now you can see that I'm a very feeling person. But my salvation this morning is not based on how I feel. My salvation is based on my faith in the work of Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross. And that alone. So I can't gauge my feelings or my walk with Jesus by feelings. You can't gauge your walk with trends. See, we live in a trendy world. There's all things going on. Different people, we dress by trends. Even if we're not careful, we will even worship by trends. We can't gauge what we're doing by feelings, comparisons, or trends. We can't even base on what we feel or what we believe is good. Now, faith is important. But have you ever heard this word? You may be sincere in what you believe, but you can be sincerely wrong. That we face, that we look, that we know, we have two things. Church, we have two things that we can gauge what we do and what we're doing. You know what that is? And your pastor shared this with children this morning. God's Word is the map. God's Word is what we gauge what we're doing. You don't have to gauge what other people may say. You may not have to gauge what the trends are. But you gauge by God's Word. And the other thing is that we gauge, and as believers we have, that the Holy Spirit lives within us. That His conviction can give us, we can gauge. See, at church, we're so blessed. We got a new preacher. And this new preacher is shaking some things up, y'all. We was blessed to have a preacher that was there 30 years. But the young preacher come in, he's 33 years old, and he's blessing our hearts. Because you know what he's gauging on? Michael, even songs. He's not a micromanager. But you know what he's asking us? Is what we're singing biblical? It's not a matter if it feels good. It doesn't matter if it's on the radio every day. Is it biblical? And so the two gauges we have is God's Word and the Holy Spirit. So let's dive into this and see what God's Word would say us. Walking with Jesus is putting one's faith into action. See, God's Word puts so exactly. You know, it's basically, and I won't go about it, but I'll make the illustration. If you come to me, or somebody comes to this church and they say, well, we have a need. And we say, well, we'll pray for you. And praying is important, y'all. We'll say, well, we'll pray for you. And we turn them back out and don't do anything about it. What we have done? We've done exactly what James is saying. Is that when we are walking with Jesus, it's going to lead us to take action. Now I know there's many things that can get in the background of the illustration I just give. But understand that we show our faith in our Lord by our actions. That we would say, I love people, that I want to show people that I love them, that I love what I'm doing right now, that I'm able to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is an action that I bring to my Lord, and my Lord will honor that. And that I would not bring attention myself, but to bring attention to the Lord. Asking the question, what use is it? Of all we do,
and I do this weekly, and I'm going to ask you to join me with this. Of all that we will do this week, and we are very busy, but of all we do this week, when we get to the end of the week, when we will say, what really made the difference? Y'all, I get busy. A lot of things that probably don't make a lot of difference. But for us to say, Lord, let me take this day and let me look and exercise my faith and my works of something that will make a difference. He said, he asked the question, he said this, what can save him? Salvation. Salvation is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. As I look at this and I question, you know, how can I proclaim this? Hell, I deal with a lot of people, and many of you do. And my goal many times is to bring Jesus to the conversation. And here's what I'm fearful of, y'all. And if you're here, I pray that the Holy Spirit would work and that Dave does not stand here a judgment of you. But here's what Satan has a lot of people believing. There's a lot of people believe that if you believe that there is a God, that is enough. God's Word says this. God's Word says, and he asked the rhetorical question, is not only does the demons believe that? Yes. And it says in that the word, my phrase said, they even shudder. Lord, I don't want to confuse somebody right now, but I want to bring truth. Knowing the story of Jesus, and as wonderful as that story is, and knowing all the words and all this, it's so good, it's the gospel, and I do not want to be disrespectful to the gospel at all, but here's what I got to say. Knowing the story and knowing Jesus is two different things. We live in what we call the Bible Belt, and I'm glad to be here. But you know what? We have a challenge living in the Bible Belt. That there's a lot of people know the story, but they don't know Jesus in a personal way. Lord, I don't want to confuse nobody, but y'all, this is very important. Y'all, I am not going to heaven because I'm a Baptist. I'm not going to heaven because I'm a preacher. I'm not going to heaven because I do a lot of things. I'm going to heaven because Jesus Christ loved me, and he went to Calvary's cross, and he did what I couldn't do for myself, and he went to Calvary's cross, and he became sin for me, that the Father had to turn his back on the Son because Dave's sin was on him. And I'm going to heaven not based on what I do, and I'm going to be doing a lot, and I'm loving what I'm doing right now, but I'm going to heaven based on what Jesus did for me. And here's what I want to say. Friend, if we are thinking what we do, and we're thinking what we give, and how often we come to church, and all that we do, and we think that that has a part of going to heaven, y'all, that is an insult to the blood of Jesus Christ. So, Brother Dave, we just quit? No. We work because we're saved. And y'all, I want to sprint to the end. And I want to be telling people about Jesus. Because I know that Jesus is the only way. And that he's saying in the scripture, he's saying, look at our faith. Is our faith leading us to action? See, I talk to people and I try to press. And it's not my work. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. And God is the only one that can draw. God is the only one that can save. But I get to the point, and many people will say, well, I believe in God. Again, I don't want to confuse nobody. But here's what happened to me. I grew up in church, y'all. I was probably in church before I was born, y'all. And I'm thankful for parents that knew to get me under the Word. But you know what? I knew the story. But I didn't know the Lord. I was 21 years old. I come to Prattville, Alabama from Tuscaloosa. I had left the church, but I had the pressure. There was a baby coming. I went back to church. I went to Calvary Baptist Church in Prattville. And that church, they adopted me and my wife Diane. I shared with you before. Michael's in the nursery, about that high. I remember those days, y'all. But there was a sermon one day. And that sermon that this pastor preached, you can have a no-so salvation. Y'all, I didn't make a decision in that church. That afternoon, the Holy Spirit got a hold of me, and the Holy Spirit told me, you knew all about me, but you don't know me. And I got down on my knees, and I asked God to forgive me of my sin. And I professed Him as Lord and Savior. It changed my life. Believing in God and knowing Him as your personal Savior is a big difference. You know, I don't want to make you question your salvation, but I want you to look and say, do you remember? And y'all, I'm not asking for a date and time. Do you remember a time when you realized that you was a sinner and you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? See, it's not a feeling. It's a fact on the fact that God loved me and God loved you and He did for you and He did for me what we couldn't do for ourselves. Understand that? Because old Satan always going to want us to think we're going to have a part in the game. He'll do that. He's good at it. But you know this. It's only by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. There's two things in the end of this scripture. And I read the whole passage because we all needed the whole packet. There's two examples here. Y'all, I love the story of Abraham. I love that story. And I love the fact that Abraham, and he was willing in his heart that he was willing to kill his son Isaac. I have no doubt that he wasn't willing to do that. But he took that and he had that sword and he was fixing to plunge it into Isaac. And the Lord said, stop! I see your faith. And I see what you was fixing to do for works. And he said, I've provided in the bush a ram. Y'all, the ram is Jesus Christ. That the Lord has provided a way. And the way is not works. The way is the work of Jesus Christ. And Him alone. That Jesus was the provision for me. And He's the provision of you, for you and your salvation. And He is the provision that this world needs. Yes, we need to pray for our nation. But our nation doesn't need a new president. Our nation needs a Savior. And that Savior is Jesus Christ and Him alone. And that we, yes, we're to pray. Yes, we're to do what we can to be good citizens. But also know that Jesus is the only way. Abraham was fixing to plunge that sword into Isaac. That was evidence of what James is talking here. That his faith was leading him to works. I would never speak for my Lord, but I'd say it's obvious to me. Our Lord knew that Abraham would have offered Isaac. And that we understand that the sacrifice is so important. That the blood of Jesus Christ went to Calvary's cross. And that that cross became an altar. And nobody took our Lord's life. He gave it for me, y'all. He give it. And He give it for you to know. Abraham, Rahab, she's a harlot. But they said, look, if you'll send the spies another way, we'll save your family and you. Faith of Rahab, the harlot. She told them the other way. See, God is the provider. And there is no telling this morning that the Lord is calling you to do something. And you have allowed Satan to talk you out of it. That the blessings that you would step out in faith and say, here's my testimony, y'all. As a fourth grader, I was given an assignment to do a 2-minute speech. I got sick at my stomach. I told my mother I was sick. I couldn't go to school because I was so fearful of having to stand up in front of that teacher and speak the Gettysburg address. And y'all, not about me. It's about the Lord. Y'all see how difficult it is for me to quit, y'all. That is God. That He will do things that you cannot do. Just like this lady that I shared with you, that she felt like she couldn't go to heaven because she had been divorced. Satan may have you down for the count today. He may have you believing you can't do what God's asking you to do. You may be here today and you say, you know, preacher, you know, I never have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I do good. I come to church every chance I get. I'm a good person, but I have never did what you said. It's a step of faith. It's a step of faith. And to know that God's Word and the Holy Spirit can overcome any obstacle that's in your life. To know that God's Word. Y'all, I love Vacation Bible School. I believe I'll teach Vacation Bible School until they'll probably let me teach Vacation Bible School when I'm too old to preach, probably. But I love Vacation Bible School. I'm telling you, I love little boys and little girls. And I love to tell little boys and little girls about Jesus. About two or three years ago, I was teaching second graders. And I asked them this question. I said, y'all, does anybody around here know the definition of grace? This little blonde-headed girl. Oh, man, this is good. She raised her hand up. She said, Brother Dave, I know. I said, what? She said, it's getting what we don't deserve. That's what grace is. It's getting what we don't deserve. Y'all, I don't deserve salvation. I don't deserve eternal life with Jesus Christ. I deserve, and I'm going to leave y'all alone, I deserve hell. But because of the blood of Jesus Christ and because of His love for me and for His action. Was the cross action? Was it action? It was action. And He went to that cross, and you hear that cross. The cross is not meant to guilt you. The cross is meant to tell you of the love of God for you. God's Word says this, and I am trying to close y'all. God's Word says this. Every knee shall bow and confess Jesus is Lord. That's God's Word. That's not day. That's God's Word. Here's the question. Where will you bow your knee and confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Will you bow your knee and confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, on this side of eternity or on the other side of eternity? Today is the day of salvation. See, there's people that will say this. They'll say, well, just like Brother Larry's scripture this morning. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father by me. That phrase that Larry talked about. Well, we know that ain't politically correct, y'all. Y'all, that's truth. That's truth. And y'all, here's why it's narrow. Here's why it's narrow. There has not been but one human being that's ever walked this earth and not sinned. And that's Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ went to Calvary's cross. And as I've already shared with you, that cross became an altar. And when Jesus Christ looked up into the Father's eyes, and He says, it is finished. That means that my salvation, and if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your salvation is finished. But you must know this. Salvation is received by faith. But salvation is not an ending point, y'all. Salvation is a starting point. There's many people that will say, and you deal with people, they say, well, I got my ticket punched. Careful, careful, careful. Y'all, salvation is a relationship with Jesus Christ. And it's not just getting our ticket punched that we will go to heaven. It's a starting point. Now, here's the big old word. But it's called sanctification. That when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior by faith in His works, that He has set us apart, and He's set us apart for the work of bringing glory and honor to Him. And y'all, it's not a have to. To me, it's a want to. And Christians, we ought to want to. That we would want to serve our Lord. I don't have to come to church. Y'all don't have to come to church. Y'all, we want to come. I want to be with other believers. I want to share the good news of Jesus. I want to share with you that no matter what challenge you have, and we all got our challenges, with Jesus we can. With Jesus we can. And I think I have finally got to a stopping point. But here's what I offer, and it's not me to offer this. I offer to you that you consider Jesus Christ. And I offer to you as believers that we would be encouraged, that we would work not for salvation, but we work because we're saved. And that it's all a matter of our motivation that God has put within our heart to honor and to please Him. So in this invitation song, don't think that this is just going to be three songs or three verses, and we're going to have prayer and then we'll go eat. No. Fellowship's good, y'all. But fellowship with the Lord is always better than fellowship with the Lord. Kind Heavenly Father, I come to You. I do thank You for the privilege You've given me. But Lord, I know the power of Your Word. I know the power of Your Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that in these coming moments that we would do spiritual business with You. Lord, help us not to let Your Word become void. But Lord, help us to look and to judge as Your Holy Spirit would lead us. Lord, have we become cold and indifferent to Your church? Have we been cold and indifferent to You work in our life? Lord, I pray that you would draw us to you. Lord, your word says, Lord, that we can come to you and we can ask for forgiveness and you will forgive us. Father, thank you for your loving kindness. And we thank you for Jesus. For we ask these things in his name. Amen.